In the end, I would like to repeat Hakun's song of meditation. All beings are, from the very beginning, Buddhas. It is like water and ice. Apart from water, no ice. Outside living beings, no Buddhas. Not knowing it is near, they seek it afar. What a pity. It is like one in the water who cries out for thirst. It is like the child of a rich house who has strayed away among the poor. The cause of our circling through the six worlds is that we are on the dark paths of ignorance, dark path upon dark path treading. When shall we escape from birth and death? The Zen meditation of the Mahayana is beyond all our praise, giving and morality and the other perfections, taking of the name, repentance, discipline, and the many other right actions all come back to the practice of meditation. By the merit of a single sitting, he destroys innumerable accumulated sins. How should there be wrong paths for him? The Pure Land Paradise is not far. When in reverence this truth is heard even once, he who praises it and gladly embraces it has merit without end. How much more he who turns within and confirms directly his own nature, that his own nature is no nature. Such has transcended vain words. The gate opens and cause and effect are one. Straight runs the way, not two, not three. Taking as form the form of no form, going on returning, going or returning, he is ever at home, taking as thought the thought of no thought, singing and dancing. All is the voice of truth. Wide is the heaven of boundless samadhi, radiant the full moon of the fourfold wisdom. What remains to be sought? Nirvana is clear before him. This very place, the lotus paradise. This very body, the Buddha. Enough for today.